can't sleep. Gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
Welcome to a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft. The Shaft, episode 228, recorded on June 2nd, 2020.
I'm Wes Will... Whoa, what's that other music?
What?
Oh.
Is that your name?
My name is Wes, what's that other music? What's yours?
I'm Eric Brent Fuller.
Copeland, what's that sound?
I'm Eric Fullerton. I don't hear anything.
And who's the special guest sitting there in the fourth block in the sand corner?
Howdy, y'all. Joe Hills here, recording as I always do from Nashville, Tennessee.
Aww.
And I've missed that.
Joe Hills is back again. He was on episode 44 about 9 years ago. 8 years ago. 9 years ago?
It was 9 years ago. That was 44 and then nine.
Yes, 44 years ago on episode nine. Got it.
I'm extremely confused now. I mean, I know I'm old. That would make me extremely old, like Wes old.
Ooh.
No, it wouldn't make you that old. I promise. You're fine. You're doing fine.
So, how's it been, Joe Hills?
Well, in the last 9 years, my YouTube channel's done pretty well. I'm planning to basically draw down my hours significantly at my day job starting July 1st. So if people are like, man, making it on YouTube seems difficult. You probably have to work really hard for a long time. Sometimes you do, but it might still work out. Like, you know, so maybe keep at it. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm doing pretty good.
Exciting things that are happening right now that been watching the stream. And so like you're going to be doing everything more full time or what's that going?
Well, one of the reasons that I was looking at drawing down my hours at my day job was I'm a single parent and I needed time to take care of my kids. So some of that 40 hours a week I'm not going to be spending at the day job is going to go straight to her. But some of it is going to be spent on planning and actually like thinking through things before I do them. Because for the last few years on YouTube, I've just been improvising and I have a lot of fun doing it. But I also in the back of my head, whenever I'm editing the episodes, I'm just like, why didn't I think about this before I did this? This could have been like better. And so I'm going to take some of the remaining time and dedicate it to actually planning and thinking things through in advance. And then I'm going to take some of the other time and spend that on doing more collaborations and just putting more hours into making the episodes good, like executing the ideas that I plan. So I think that that's going to be a good way to avoid burnout, but also, you know, make the product immediately better.
Are you worried about messing with the formula, though?
Well, I want to be respectful of the people who helped me get this far. That's the most important thing. So, for example, a lot of the folks that donate via PayPal and YouTube Super Chat or on Patreon, they like the time slot that I'm in now when I broadcast 6 days a week, basically at like 8:30 at night Central Time until around 11. And one of the reasons that I'm able to draw down my hours at my day job is because of their support. So the last thing I want to do is immediately say, well, it was a good time to switch to midday for my live streams, because that's really disrespectful to all the people who got me this far. So I'm going to keep that schedule, but I'm going to add to it is kind of my plan.
Yeah.
So it's the formula. Like I said, I've been doing these videos for 9 years. I know how to do them. I just want to have more time to do them. I want to be better rested when I do them. And I want to make sure that doing them doesn't get in the way of me spending time with my daughter. And I feel like these are all accomplishable goals.
So your schedule before, like for the last 9 years, has been like full-time job and then get home and then do daughter stuff, like cooking, cleaning, like all this stuff. And then like squeezing in videos or streaming and then editing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, basically. I mean, there were a few years where her mother was more available, but she was pursuing a PhD anyway, so that kept her pretty busy. So yeah, I've had to take the lead on most of the childcare stuff. And so I, for a while, there were several years where what I had done was I rented a studio space downstairs from my day job. So I would actually record and stream like when I first got to work or when I first got to the office after dropping my kid off at daycare, I would set up all the stuff in the studio so that at noon I could run down the stairs, do a 1 hour stream and do some recording, run back up the stairs at one, at five, run back downstairs, transfer with the footage already transferred to my laptop so I could come home and edit it after my daughter went to sleep.
Wow.
And,
did the people at work watch you? Did they know what you were doing?
Very few of them, I mean, actually watch any of the stuff I do. But, like, everything I make is super niche. Like, I don't expect most people to want to watch what I do. I know that what I'm making has value for people who like Minecraft and people who like a certain set of, like, weird types of humor. But it's not for everybody. And that doesn't hurt my feelings that, you know, other people are like, hey, you're making something weird. Like, that's not for me. I'm like, yes, if I was making something for everybody, then I would be competing with everybody who makes something for everybody. And I don't want to do that. I want to make stuff that I'm proud of in my own way, you know? And so after I switched employers a couple of years back, I had to move to a different studio and then record at night after my daughter went to sleep. Or I've now got a setup, now that her mother doesn't live with us, I've got a setup in a closet in our apartment where once she goes to sleep, I can stream and record. And sometimes on weekends, when I'm part of like big stream day events, like charity events or stuff with other people on my server, I'll sign up for the 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. slot so that I can broadcast for like the folks in like Indonesia and the Philippines. And because there are like fans of Minecraft all over the world. And then that way, when I'm done streaming, my daughter's just waking up and I can be like, hey, we're making some bacon. And we'll hang out for a little bit. I might go take a nap, but I'm going to make sure that it's first, you know? So, yeah, it's been working out pretty well. But it's been a lot of weird hours. And, you know, I'm going to have to figure out a way to make sure that I can keep making things for the people who enjoy those hours, but also expand to do more stuff during the day in addition.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, that sounds fun. And for folks that might not know Joe Hills, who listened to The Shaft, like, he's been watching and doing stuff for us before The Shaft, like back with Control Point. You're like the first big sponsor of an episode with, I believe it was for a comics you were doing at the time.
Yeah, I sponsored a Left 4 Dead server through you guys at one point too. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I mean, honestly, you guys put on a good show. You organized great in-person events where I got to meet so many amazing people, some of which I still keep up with. Like, for example, you remember Shannon, Frosty Plum. I've actually commissioned her to do a cross-stitch of the clock from Groundhog Day that says, in this house, we follow Groundhog Day rules, because that's a recurring joke I make on my stream, and I want to be able to just hold up a cross-stitch that says that. And I would have never met her if it weren't for y'all, you know. Yeah. There's all sorts of great people awesome. That I met through your community, and you guys connected me with PlayOnCon, which has been huge. I've been to like 11 of those, maybe 12 now.
Yeah, you know, those have been some good times.
Yeah,
good times.
You have to do one in Minecraft this year.
Yeah the PlayOnCon from home is gonna have its own challenges. I love going down to the campground every year though, so.
Yeah, it's really sad that we can't do it in person this year.
So when we do the flip the table event, do we have to flip our own tables?
I actually purchased some original artwork. So I know somebody who's doing a comic about the harrowing of hell, about Jesus, his last days, and then going into hell and beating up demons. And I bought the original artwork of the 2-page spread of Jesus flipping the tables in the temple. Once we can nice. Get frames again from shops, I'm going to frame it and put it up, you know.
Nice.
Very on brand.
I've actually been trying to figure out how to do some outdoor programming. Mm-hmm. For our virtual PlayOnCon this year. And you know, I hadn't really thought about table flipping much, but we thought about getting like a cheap archery game that everybody could play and compete in. And we're going to have like a group, hike wood, you know, like hiking through the woods in your Zoom call, you know? So we're going to do things like that.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. I need to get some sort of like weird hat with like a, something to hold the camera or something.
Yeah.
Like there's gotta be some sort of weird selfie stick hat accessory out there.
Oh, nice.
Perfect for hiking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know like GoPro has a lot of things like that that you can stick on a helmet or strap to your chin.
Wow. Well, yeah, like those are outward facing though, Brent. I want something that's got me in the shot, you know?
Right.
You could just get one of those endoscopic like cameras and just really make it internal.
Oh yeah, I mean, and those get cheaper every day.
I was just seeing one for cleaning out your ears that was $30, and you poke it in there. It's got a camera and some kind of tool to really poke through your eardrum.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were gonna say cleaning out your.
Yeah, colon. if you want to get out of the Vietnam War, that's like the way to do it.
Through your ear.
Ah, okay. Well, let's mosey on down the road. Our journeys. So it's been a journey. And so we haven't talked to you in a long time, Joe Hills. So basically, we came back to the show years later. We hadn't played Minecraft in like 5 years. And we were just kind of discovering new things that aren't really new, but new to us. And and I forget what version we left off on. But I've been asking this in the, from the previous, the newest guest that we've had. What is like your favorite thing that's been introduced into Minecraft within the last 5 years?
See, the funny thing is, I don't know what was added 5 years ago and what was added 7. Like, I yeah. still get excited about Ender Pearls, like,
yeah.
or you know, yeah. I don't know. This new Nether update is looking great, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I am definitely pumped about that.
Yeah, so. I guess if you haven't stopped playing and then started again, everything just kind of blurs together. I totally understand that. But like one of the big things that I was introduced to was the elytras and the oh man, see, I already forgot the name of the chest that you can carry around.
Oh, the Ender chest.
No, the shulker. Yeah.
Shulker boxes.
Stuff like that.
I can use those all the time. I still haven't learned their names.
Yeah, it's been stuff like that that's new to us, and we're just like, what is this? Even the recipe book. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in your inventory. Like, that was new, too. We're just like, well, this is really cool. So, but anyway, so our journeys, the segment in which we talk about what we've been doing lately in Minecraft.
Ours are pretty slim this week.
Well, they're kind of the same because we all played together.
Exactly.
So we played Minecraft Dungeons. You want to talk about it, Wes?
Yeah, sure. So Minecraft Dungeons, I've been excited about Minecraft Dungeons. I've been mostly because every time I play Minecraft, I end up doing the same things I've always done. I end up farming and building roads and putting torches in places. And so I was really excited about Minecraft Dungeons sort of changing the focus of everything. And if you guys haven't tried it out, it's basically Diablo with a Minecraft theme. And we played it the other night and had a great time together. It was a lot of fun. I am looking forward to playing it again. But it's also one of these things where, like, it's so go, 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 go that it's hard to think about it and go, oh, you remember that time when we did blah? You remember that time when we did it? Because it's all just go, go, go. But it was a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems pretty cool, all the spells and everything. I've been reading articles about it. I've been trying not to before I played it because I didn't want like spoilers and stuff. But now I'm like seeing articles saying that there's no like end game content, like there's no like ending.
Yeah.
Wait, there's no ending?
Well, they've got DLC coming out.
Okay, but like, I thought that like, okay, I thought that there was like a final level or something.
Well, I mean, yes, there is a finite number of levels with this release, but the story doesn't end.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. According to this article that I read, of course, I'm seeing in the chat room that there is a final boss. So,
yes.
I don't know. I mean, we'll just keep playing it and see what happens at the end.
But. Yeah, because I was at some sort of briefing where I could get a beta code, but it turned out that it wouldn't run. The beta code was only good for Windows 10 machines. But they were like, if you show footage, don't show the last level. They made a big deal. Or if you do, could you try to wait until after this day? It's not a strict embargo, but we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So and we will never do anything with you again.
No.
All right. So what have you been up to, Joe?
Well, I have been building a gigantic winery and the surrounding vineyards. So YouTube recently, I say recently, like within the last year, started cracking down on videos that were like aimed at kids. And like a lot of my content is technically family friendly because it's like you could watch this with your family and everybody would hopefully have a good time. The kids would think I was being goofy. The parents would appreciate that I was explaining complex sociological issues so that they don't have to. You're welcome, parents. But like, it's not really a kid's show. And I was like, how do I prove that to YouTube? Well, my entire base this season is about fermenting grapes to make alcohol. So, because wine, it's served at family restaurants, but it's not for kids.
Yeah.
And so I've been experimenting with different ways to plant the crops diagonally and stuff like that to kind of make it look like real fields. So like if you're flying over with an elytra or, you know, anything like that, it looks better than just here's a bunch of straight lines.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite kind of wine?
In real life? Yeah. If I'm just like hanging out, talking to people, a good Pinot Grigio, like if I'm just standing there drinking it by itself.
Mm-hmm.
But like if it's with a meal, it would really depend on like what goes with the meal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just Moscato, straight up.
Mm-hmm. Moscato.
Good stuff.
I'm a Sauvignon Blanc man and a like Italian red guy.
Okay.
See, like y'all are just saying words now.
that's what speech is, Brent.
That's what wine is, Brent. You just need to fake it like the rest of us. You'll be fine.
Bud Light, have one of them wines.
If it comes in a box, I'll drink it.
I
tried to talk us into doing some wine tasting stuff back in the old DWP days.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have learned more.
There were some times where you brought over some good wines.
Yeah, and that's true.
And it's always good, and I always think about getting wine until I get there and go, man, you know, we drink that bottle in like 10 seconds, and it's pretty expensive to drink it like that. So let's get that box of Moscato.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, freaking Kirkland's boxed wine.
You have it right there.
Kirkland's boxed wine, best deal on the planet.
Nice.
Costco, baby, Costco.
Casco.
Might have to try that.
You guys need to get them as a sponsor if you're going to be plugging them like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of sponsors. No, just kidding. I'm not really speaking of sponsors. But before y'all skip me, I played some Minecraft Dungeons too.
Yeah.
You did.
But also server stuff going on. The Shaftlands. We'll get to the Shaftlands later. But I've been building my desert temple and using some shaders. So I put in Seuss shaders or something like that, because I was going to do the RTX like stuff, but then I don't think you can you not do that in Java? It's only in the Windows 10 version. Is that true? Because anyway, so I put in shaders instead.
I would have put cricket noises in, but I don't have it on cue.
Good. Put it in post. Make them angry crickets too. But it's been really you know, beautiful. It's like a whole new game. So yay for shaders.
Oh, and yeah, that's pretty.
Even though the 1.15 version of like Optifine isn't out yet, they have a beta pre-release version, and it's been working fine. So if you're looking for doing shaders, go try that out. Good stuff.
Cool.
But that's about
so,
it.
So what is this desert thing that you're building? What is it? Like a shrine?
So I've never really like built a home in the desert in Minecraft. It's always just, oh, there's a desert, grab a bunch of sand and then go back to, you know, my hut on stilts and build somewhere else. So I was like, this time it's a whole new world. I see Aladdin flying around and, he says, make something in the desert. And, so I did, and it's different. Like, I feel like there's a lot more mobs in the desert.
Huh.
Like, night is scary.
Yeah. Maybe because you could just see them all, you know? Like, nothing obscures your vision. You could just see, like, an ocean of, like, mobs. Yeah, that would be scary. So you have to run, like, real far to get wood and stuff?
You know, or mathematically, maybe it's even, like, because there's no trees, and so there's more actual
spawn locations
for them to spawn.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. That makes sense.
I'm making up fake code there, I'm sure.
But it sounds totally scientific.
It's plausible. Like, you could argue that all day.
Absolutely. And he will.
Thank you.
You know.
All right. Is that everybody's journeys?
Indeed.
All right.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
All right. So we got some news this week. Well, you know, it was actually kind of hard to find news this week. Some weeks are just light, but we're going to start adding news to about Minecraft Earth and Minecraft Dungeons. Now there's like more than just Minecraft. There's like all this other stuff. So, and we're a Minecraft show, so sew it all in there. And you're Brent's playing Minecraft Earth. So you want to talk about the first one?
Sure. They R19, I guess their release 19 came out, and I didn't play today, so I don't really know what the changes are. So there you go. We'll link to them in the show notes. Now there's new stuff. There's a new challenge, and some new adventure crystals and new mobs, and they fix some bugs and etc. So there's stuff in it. Unfortunately, like, I've got to say, like, it's Minecraft. So if you like Minecraft, you might like, you know, touching sheep and then putting the sheep in your inventory. But the part like where you actually like set down dungeons and go into them, I'm an idiot. And I always start them like at night when I'm in bed watching TV and it's dark. And so the AR stuff does not work. And I get killed in like 5 minutes with a zombie that I can't actually find because the stuff doesn't work how it is. And so my adventures in Minecraft are just clicking the stuff in the circle so far. So eventually I'll actually play the game part, I guess. Okay. So aren't we glad we're starting to cover this one?
Yeah.
Everyone else is too. Do you do the Minecraft Earths, Joe?
You know, I had hoped to, but people haven't really been encouraging going outside lately, so I never really got into it.
Yeah, I think for the most part, you don't even have to do that.
That wasn't how they sold it initially.
I mean, I think if you played in the right times with proper light, you can just put it down on your like living room table or your desk and walk around it. Supposedly. That's cool. I haven't tried that part.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into it.
So yeah, that's Minecraft Earth patch notes. We'll link to it.
Excellent. This next one is odd. I don't really understand exactly what this is, but it's the ability to have a blockchain.
A block what?
A blockchain in Minecraft. So Engine has created a new Minecraft plugin. It lets players spawn blockchain assets. So It's I'm not real sure.
So, and it looks like they're basically making it to where you can use like a monetary like currency in your game. Like now a lot of people use plugins to give out gold for killing mobs and selling and buying all that stuff.
Right.
But this will be a way to actually somehow convert that sort of stuff into this type of coin. And then if you look at the other stuff on their side, it looks like they're coming in and with other ways to like give out virtual swag and other things based off the coin. And I noticed that it was like their product is called Beam. I don't know if that's...
Is it really?
Oh, well, you know it wasn't being used to
change. But I thought that was... it looks like there's some kind of neat stuff. I don't know. Do we want the blockchain on the Shatlands?
Well, what's weird about this article is that a blockchain is very different than cryptocurrency. They're two different things.
Yeah. So it looks like what they're trying to do is they're saying sometimes it's too easy for people to duplicate the items that you sell on your server for real money. So we'll use a blockchain to verify whether or not they have double spent.
Okay. But that makes sense.
That's kind of overkill. Like, people shoplift all the time and stores price that in. Like, who cares if somebody got three diamond pickaxes when they only paid for one? Like, you got money to give somebody a diamond pickaxe. You're good.
Well, the one thing that I did hear that was a good reason for using blockchain in games, and I don't know how if they're utilizing this in this particular instance, but let's say you could create a unique weapon that then changes hands and the powers on that weapon get changed over a period of time based on its usage and evolution. And blockchain is good for something like that. It's good for keeping a record of a long-term unique item and maintaining a record of its entire history.
If it has to be decentralized, that's the big thing though, is most cases, these are games that are connected to the internet anyway.
Yeah.
And so at the point where it needs to be connected to the internet anyway, you just put it in a database and
you could conceivably create a unique item that someone could then take into their personal games and then take other places, conceivably.
Yes, but like the only reason you would need that is if most of these games are taking place offline. For example, if you're going to be doing big tournaments at a convention center where you can't guarantee reliable internet access or something like that. Oh. That's a very niche thing. And for most developers, I think it's overkill.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it looks like, I mean, they have a currency too, so wouldn't they be using the same technology to make sure those transactions were secure?
Mm-hmm.
And so just that it works in Minecraft is just to me, it seems like it's a way for them to get their foot in the door to get people with Minecraft servers and Minecraft to use it.
Yes, that is exactly what it sounds like. I think you are onto something here, Brent.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's to teach the children, our future, about the value of digital currency.
You know what they're not talking about is that actually like dealing with crypto and blockchain has like processor overhead. And the last thing you want on your gaming server is processor overhead.
Yeah.
You're right, because you would act as a node, right? And you would have to verify X amount of transactions. So you're sitting there mining, basically. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you just set up a Bungie network and just have a couple servers off to the side doing that for you. We'll use the Joe Hill's server.
Well, I don't actually have a server yet. But I am looking to set up one for my Patreon folks, because I've been using Minecraft Realms for the last few years. Because I set up servers for my day job, and the last thing when I come home, I don't want to do anything I do at my day job. I just want to spare those parts of my brain so they can be fresh for the next day. But now that I'm winding down there, it's like, hey, we need a new Minecraft server. Oh, I provision servers and data centers all the time. I guess I'll buy a server, set it up, and then drive it over to a data center to install. And I understand that that's not how a lot of people get their Minecraft servers, but for me, it's like, this is easier than learning how this stupid dashboard works. I can't be bothered.
Well, we'll be looking for a new host when don't mention this to Creeper Host, but let us know when you get it all set up.
Yeah, well, I'm not planning on starting my own hosting company, but yeah, I can let you know how it goes and give you the specs, and you can drive a server to your own nearby data center.
No, we won't be doing that.
Yeah.
But I already have to do the website, so that's as much as I want to do for that stuff.
Well, I guess that's enough about this mysterious blockchain Minecraft business. And move on to Dev Diaries about the Nether update. And so when is this freaking thing coming out? Do we know?
We do not know.
Man. So there's a Dev Diaries update on the official YouTube, on the Minecraft YouTube channel. I've been digging their YouTube channel lately. I like all these little update videos they've been doing. They're like 5-minute podcasts. They're really cool. We'll link to this, or just go to the official Minecraft YouTube channel. You'll see Minecraft Chick there too. I'll still call her that forever. I know her name is Lydia, but
Her name was Lydia then too, and it never stopped us. So
it's true.
And I think we'll just link to this next one. It's not news. It's just someone's giving away an RTX video card. So if someone needs one, wants one, hey, why not try to build someone's logo?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It's like a...
Well, I mean, I don't know, because graphic designing is a profession and we shouldn't have contests to replace professionals. I don't know. That's
No, it's in Minecraft. Like...
We did
one of those for the Shaft Lands, or for the Shaft.
And I think I probably complained about it then too.
Bravo, Joe. Bravo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then next, we've got some Minecraft Lego sets. And I've got to tell you, I was so excited when the Minecraft Lego sets came out. And I built them, and then I never did anything with them again.
Mm.
And I feel like Minecraft Lego sets sort of defeat the point of Lego.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's a collector's, right? Like,
yeah.
Getting the Millennium Falcon. Like, you make it once, and you're like, that's staying together. Get the super glue out.
Yeah, exactly. You want the Kraggle. Just keep that thing together.
I mean, I've got the Apollo 11. I got that as a Father's Day gift a few years back, and I built it with my daughter, and that thing has like 1,969 pieces. And we're definitely not taking that apart. Like, yeah. It's up high on display. But yeah, I would say with the kids' Lego sets, though, I've noticed too, like, my daughter doesn't, like, she has fun building them, but she doesn't, like, play with them as much as I feel like I did when I was a kid. Yeah. And I don't know if that's just something different about how kids interact with toys these days now that they have iPads. Like, you know, I try to limit the screen time, but, like, I don't know.
It's all about the minifig.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, want the most expensive thing just because of the minifig, and you're like, get the one with Jar Jar. It's cheaper.
Yeah, yeah. So the thing about the minifigs is, and this is interesting, is, you know, Lego no longer has an intellectual property over the idea of the Lego brick. Anybody can make a Lego brick and sell it now. Now, they can't call it Lego, but they can call it whatever they want. But there's no patent on the block itself anymore. And so, like, that's why they're into all this licensing stuff, is because it allows them to sell more Legos since it focuses their attention. But, I wanted... like little Steve minifigs and stuff like that, but the Minecraft minifigs were, the original ones were different. Like, it didn't work right. They were just little pegs. You remember on those first sets, the cubes?
Yeah.
And I just was like, oh, and I just actually walked into my closet the other day and I saw the two Lego sets sitting there. I'm like, oh, hey, I remember getting those for Christmas.
So you're going to be lining up at the store to get this one, is what?
Yes, I am. Is anyone else? I mean, like, is anybody in the chat excited about the Minecraft Legos?
Anyone at all?
I mean, this one has the full-size Steve, it looks like, and a TNT block.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, the minifigs look like regular minifigs, but then with a block-shaped head.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, TNT block's cool.
I mean, for me, it's just crap that I would step on and cry about, so I'm definitely not going to be getting it in my kids are out of that phase at this point.
Well, this has been a glowing review, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll do great.
Yeah, no, yeah. They'll do very well, I'm sure.
And the pig with the chest on its back, that's awesome. I mean, there's some cool stuff in there.
Why don't we have that in game?
Right?
Maybe, like, that's what way the more patch useful is than holding a saddle.
I love the idea of just animals wandering around with all my stuff. Because, like, I don't want to keep track of my stuff, and that really gives me an excuse to not do that at all.
You should just make a llama-like sorting system with all your stuff and just have a big yard with llamas and all your gear, and you've got to remember which one.
Instead of inventory management, I have inventory abandonment, and I just, like, let the llamas roam free.
Free-range inventory.
Yeah.
Are you hoping that, like, you'll be in trouble and they'll just kind of wander up to you at that point in time?
Yeah, hopefully whatever I need it, the game will provide. Like, you know, I feel like there's something spiritual there that we could all tap into.
Sure.
Getting philosophical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
Speaking of philosophical. Okay, so last week we reported on PewDiePie.
Eric's excited about this.
PewDiePie was going to quit his long-running Minecraft series because he just got bored, frankly. There wasn't anything else to do. He did it all. So, this week, he's back. He quit for an entire week. Well, no, basically, he's just come back and he said, okay, stop crying. I'll do more episodes. He said didn't feel like playing... And playing a lot because until they like started updating the game. So he just kind of like stopped. He just kind of was like, okay, I think I'm done. And then all these news articles about PewDiePie quits Minecraft, hates it now. And it was like, you know, not really. But so I don't even know why this is news, but I guess there you go. He's back. So
this is only news because the other one was
right
added to the show notes previously. Otherwise, no one really cares. I mean, PewDiePie fans, I guess, care.
Pootie.
You know.
Pootie.
I think it's kind of a mistake. I mean, you leave Minecraft and you need to do that for at least 5 years.
Yeah.
Then come back.
Yeah, yeah, that's how you quit Minecraft.
And then you too can have 1,000 YouTube followers.
I mean, it's only, you know, losing 124,000 followers. Yeah. That's nothing.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe gains that in like a day.
Mm-hmm. I only hit 100,000 after 9 years, but.
Yeah.
Hey, it's gonna come in faster now that you hit that mark. Yeah,
no, I hit 110,000 the other day. Apparently, people like keep tweeting me about these numbers, and it's good. Like, now that this is gonna be my primary source of, you know, revenue for my child, I'm probably gonna have to look at these numbers more. But I've just avoided looking at them because I knew it would make me neurotic if I was like, the days where I spend more time on YouTube, I do better. But how can I spend more time on YouTube without not spending as much time with my daughter? And then I would just get frustrated. So I'm like, I'm just going to spend as much time on YouTube as I have any given day and try to have fun during that time. But yeah, so people will tweet me like, hey, you hit this. And I'm like, cool. That's good, right? Like, is that, I don't even know if that's still a good number because I don't keep up with other people's numbers either.
Right. Like, yeah. And we've learned that the longer you watch your sub count, the slower it goes. So just don't look at it.
Yeah.
It's like that double slit quantum thing. You know, it's like once you're watching it, it won't move.
So. I'm not sure that's how wave particle duality works, but it's, it's fine.
Yeah.
I get
it. You understand. Yeah.
I think it's more like a blockchain.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally like a blockchain.
Oh, oh my God. I think Joe's up here.
What?
Time for a bumper, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going into the next thing, and we don't have a bumper this week. So, oh, you have one.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah. That's a classic.
That is.
Okay. We have some questions.
We do. From, so I'm going to have to play this through my board unless you have SpeakPipe open.
No, that's fine. That'll work.
Okay. This one here is from Jacobon. And this was sent in to us at the speakpipe.theshaft. Is that the right link?
I'm Jacob Mon here. The new website is looking really nice. Anyways, I have a question for Eric. So he used to mention back during the Control Point episodes that he was working on a movie trailer for Nickelodeon. And for some reason, I'm like having in my head that it was the last Airbender movie directed by M. Night Shyamalan that came out like around 2008. But will Eric please spill the beans and maybe talk about it a little? Thanks, love the show, and see you guys later.
I cannot think of what that would be. I was working on it.
Did you get to meet Vitamin C? You know Vitamin C works there now at Nickelodeon. She's like super high up.
I've never worked for Nickelodeon. I think he's got me mixed up with someone else. What was I working on? A trailer for...
Was it that Double Dare trailer? I mean, it was way back in the age, but...
I did a movie with some of the Nickelodeon... Remember the girl who sung the Bake a Cake song or whatever with the color hair? So I did a movie with her. I wonder...
That must have been it. It was... She did the...
Yeah, and I cut the trailer for that movie. Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. Yeah, no, it was a movie called A Fix, and it had a lot of kids in it from like various Nickelodeon shows. I think that's probably what I mentioned, but it was not for Nickelodeon. This was a very low budget movie. But okay, but nope. No Airbender. Sorry.
Next. That movie does not have very good reviews.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you dodged a bullet there. You don't want to be associated with that film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, take You Can't Do That on Television instead. That was a better one. Okay, so Toast.Daddy sent in a call to us. Here it is.
What's going on, the Chef Podcast? I just want to say thank you. You guys left such an impact in my life. When you guys did the podcast before, and even now listening to these episodes, just brings back so many memories that I just miss so much. You guys just entertain me for hours, and it's something that I'll never be able to repay you for. But I just want to say thank you for coming back. Thank you for putting the time back in and for coming back to Minecraft. It's a great game. I think the last time I submitted something for you guys was like SPG Diamond. That was my name. I don't know if you guys remember me at all. Probably not. But that's fine. You guys are super cool. This just makes me so happy. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great day. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm sure other people want to say thank you too. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Toast Daddy. He just repaid us. That's all you got to do is just send something in. That's awesome. Thanks for listening.
Yay!
And we're glad to be back.
I've got chills. Like, that kind of stuff is, I mean, honestly, I think why we did come back, you know, and why we continue doing the show for 5 years originally.
Yeah.
There's a battle about to brew, but we'll get to that in a second. So thank you for sending that in. We appreciate that. And that's all the call-ins for listener contributions.
That's it. That is it.
Do you want to do it?
Excavation station.
I was all ready to do a bumper for the bumper. I was all ready.
He was ready. Okay, everybody.
So I've got my excavation station idea, and while we were doing our Minecraft Dungeons thing, like, it's the first thing that came up. I can't believe you can't use your own Minecraft skin in Minecraft Dungeons.
What? Yeah.
Like, what were they thinking? I mean, like, that seems like the most rudimentary. I mean, the only thing that really I can, and this was brought up in the chat while we were doing it, is that they want to sell people skins. Sure. Sure, I get it. But you should be able to use your Minecraft skin in Minecraft Dungeons. It's not like there's a whole lot of freaking ray tracing going on there.
Right?
And even if there was, couldn't you, like, you could upload your own UV map. It'll be fine.
Like a bump map, too. And a.
Oh, yeah. Well, any sort of map, that's another thing they can sell you.
The ability to use your RTX in there, and you're the only one with all these lights shining off of you and stuff. No one else can see it, just you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's definitely, you know, that just should have been like in the alpha. Even the, what comes before alpha? Like just a speck of light, bing, a little shimmer of light.
Like, that would have been one of the first things I said. Oh man, people can use their own skins, and that would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody has the ability to tailor characters in most games, and suddenly this game, which is from, you know, this incredibly wealthy company, is like, oh, we'll give you 5 skins to use.
Right. Yeah.
Great. Well,
and I'm gonna kind of piggyback off that with another Minecraft Dungeons idea, cloud saves. So. You would think this was in there, but like, I just got my new computer set up, and so I put Dungeons on there, and I was about to go play, and it's like, where are all my characters? Well, they're not saved anywhere, but locally in DAD files that you have to manually transfer to another machine, which you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, why is this not built into the game that you pretty much play in online mode, or at least I have 24/7. To save somewhere there. So I think that should be added in. Or at least a cloud transfer.
Yeah.
I'm still hung up on Eric's what comes before alpha, because Dr. Seuss explored what's on beyond Zeta, but like, we don't know what comes before alpha. This is now killing me.
Yeah.
Well, so Bramble Shadow 4 in the chat room said inf dev, and actually that's correct. In the realm of Minecraft. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. So I don't really know what I don't know. I draw a blank because we just started playing it and I can't think of what to make better, but I really want skins. I hope that's in the list, in the to-do list or something.
I think they're just going to sell skins. I mean, that's the way it's going to go. It's going to be, you know, and some people brought it up in the chat that in Bedrock, that's the way it goes. You know, you buy a skin pack and you pick one of the skins from that, you know?
Right.
And I get it. And it does clear up a lot of stuff. Like, I don't have to worry about, you know, if my kids are playing Bedrock Edition, I don't have to worry about various forms of male genitalia walking around the map. I don't have to worry about that, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess there's value to it, but at the same time, like, I don't know. Just feels lame.
So if they're selling skins, couldn't they not sell a skin that allows you to be your skin? You know what I mean? Like, they sell you the ability to have your skin? Yeah, I don't know.
Because what you do is you're paying for the human review to, like, you. Right. I pay $5 to upload my skin, and then a human looks at it and says, this is not going to be offensive to children. This is not stealing from the Detective Comics Corporation, a subsidiary of America's favorite Time Warner, whatever. Like, and then they approve it or don't. And they get the $5 either way.
Well, and they could go, like, so in Minecraft Earth, how did they deal with that so people don't just go over to a business and build a phallic image in front of a business so no one will take their kids over there to play Minecraft Earth in front of it? Like, don't they have like a basically reporting feature where you report it and then they ban whoever it is and they lose their account?
Yeah, that would be smarter.
Well, they don't need humans for that. They just use like a neural network, right?
I mean, there's probably some edge cases where you have to have human review. You have to have employees whose job it is to maintain and train the network. Like, I mean, it's not a completely inhuman process.
Right.
To get it right, you always need a human in there somewhere.
So it would be somebody's job to train the AI model by creating a bunch of genitalia in all types of sizes and shapes and colors, like all day long, like full-time job.
Well, what they would actually probably do is they would try to find existing data sets of that online. Would try to find threads of people saying, haha, look what I built when I griefed this Minecraft server.
Oh, yeah.
And then they could import all that. And there's a lot of interesting copyright issues there, where if they're building their neural net model off of data people are generating and posting, like on these threads, should the people who are griefing in Minecraft and posting it, should they be compensated?
Oh, there's that too. Complex.
There's also the other side of like bringing up like the copyright stuff and like used to there was an issue where companies, if they were going in and actually editing and monitoring the content, then they became responsible for it over companies that just let it fly through and went, we're not responsible, it's whoever's posting it. And so if they take that editorial role in there, they would then become responsible if they miss something.
Yeah.
But that may be okay. I don't know.
I mean, well, I think they're different enough from like the telephone network. So AT&T is not responsible for crime that occurs over the telephone.
Right. But if AT&T said this call is okay and you can use it, then that's giving. So I understand what Brent's saying. It's the kind of the same thing. Like when I was working for Mixer, one of the discussions I always had was, you know, let's make anybody able to monetize, but let's only have a finite group of partners whose content we monitor regularly and understand what they're doing, you know? And I think that's a way to handle it. I think the real key is maybe you can only use your own skins in private games that you invite people to. Oh.
That seems like a very reasonable compromise. In a public game, you have to use a publicly approved skin.
Yeah.
Bought and paid for.
Yep. Yep.
Or the free Steven.
That's the way it would have to go.
We solved it for you, Mojang. There you go.
Mojang Studios.
Oh, that's right.
So that $5 you're charging everyone for their skins, we'll only request a buck of each one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how these things works. Mm-hmm. So if you're tuning in and just wanting to get some financial, information, you just got to use that.
Yeah. Or you can subscribe to the Shaft Live on Twitch and we'll nod vaguely at your skin and say it's okay.
For a dollar. That's all it'll take.
$4.99.
Whoa, just went up. Better hurry before the price goes up again.
That's how much a sub is on Twitch.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
God, you people coming up with your own prices.
It's $4.99 a month. Plus,
I was about to give it away for like 100 poo blocks. So.
Plus a handling fee of $20. Oh, boy. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the bits. This guy does stuff.
I heard a whistle and I didn't know where it was coming from. So yeah, thanks for the bits.
Oh, here, let me increase your confusion.
There's the train.
And then Jacob Marley's going to come out again.
Oh, I know. There are certain things I just can't let lie. So
does that sound mean that we're derailed?
I usually, anytime I say the word train or training, I blow that. But since Brett was talking about whistles.
Well, we do have a call.
Awesome. Thanks. This guy does stuff. He just played the raid horn. If you wondered what that was.
I was. Raid horn. So that's going out to the channel, just not us. You're nice to us.
Oh, are you not hearing
some
that?
Audio for
you're
you.
Not hearing that? Okay.
I can hear a little bit.
So, you ready for this?
Yep, we're ready.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, JBJ Blaze has an excavation station idea. Let's hear it right now.
Well, greetings there, Shafties. This is JBJ Blaze, and my excavation station idea is for Minecraft Dungeons, which is to add an equivalent to the Portafort from Fortnite that will allow you to instantly build some form of a destructible barrier to obstruct a wave of mobs from reaching you. Okay, thanks, bye.
I like this.
I do too.
So
I've never played that game, so I don't know.
Basically, it's a bomb. It's an instant fortress.
So it's like a fence, like a this would be a spell. Did he say?
I mean, I imagine it'd be some kind of an item.
Yeah, it would be like, yeah, it would be some sort of a, what are they called in dungeons? Artifacts? You can have like three of them. Yeah, that would be cool, actually. Yeah, I would dig that. Probably have like a time limit on it, as well as a health bar, or maybe just a health bar. I don't know. Right? Because you throw up a barrier, you expect it to like, you know, be chewed through before they get, you know, before they tear it down or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. That's pretty cool. I have no idea, like, all the artifacts in the game. Like, we played one night for hours and got a crazy amount of weird ones. And there's, like, this, there's a villager that you can just keep buying things from. And then, like, as you advance through the game, you can buy from, you can buy more expensive stuff from, like, a different villager. Or salesman guy or whatever, and like now they're like even better, but the crappy thing is that it's so random that you could buy like the same five things in a row and you're just like wasting all your emeralds. You're just like, okay, what next? It's like a slot machine. It's addictive though. It's like, what's gonna pop out? And then something weird pops out, you're like, cool, what's this gonna do? And you equip it and you're like, oh, that was cool, okay, next, give me more. But I like it. That's pretty cool.
Now, it did make me think of another idea, though, like a port-a-fort, but this is for Minecraft itself, is a tent. So you could take it, and, like, you're going on a, you know, a long run, and it's getting night, and you can throw out your tent and get in like a bed, but it doesn't reset your spawn. But, you know, it might reset the night, depending on server, whatever. And then you get out, pick up your tent, and keep running on. Instead of just throwing down a bed out in the middle of the woods.
All right. Nice. Okay. I dig that. That might...
That's all the
calls. Have you got anything, Joe? Anything that you want to see in Minecraft or Minecraft Dungeons?
Wow. Anything I want to see in Minecraft? You know, I would love to see... Now that they're starting to get into weird rendering stuff... I want to see like mirror blocks. I want to be able to start or seeing through portals like the way you can in the game Portal. I want to be able to see an image of the Nether that as I move, I can actually like see it loads part of the Nether dimension. And, you know, because we've been playing the same game for 12 years or so. It's still fun. But like, you know, however long it's been out, but hey, you know, don't just add fancier lights and shadows. Give us some cool tricks with light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I was just reading the chat room. People are like throwing out ideas. Walrus Ware said, more dogs. And that's actually a good one because we were talking about dogs one night. And my wife, Kim, was asking, like, why don't you bring home... She's always like, bring home an animal or something. I'm like, bring home a polar bear. Bring something back. Because I'll go on some excursion. And then I'll come back with something. Anyway, well, this time bring back, like, a black dog. That'd be cool. Or, like, you know, a different color. A different
chihuahua.
Shape. And I'm like, they only have one. They got one. One dog. That's it. Yeah. Like, you get the white wolf, I guess, actually. But it's like... That's it? Why why is that it? Like, why are there so many different colored sheep and one color dog? Like, you know?
Oh, and we got like a million types of fish now. We got 12 cat variants.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. No, they added a bunch of cat variants a little while back. And so, yeah, seeing a bunch of dog variants would actually be a really good idea, actually.
Yeah. I mean, they could first
and,
just
like different
re-skin
sizes
them.
And...
Yeah,
like different breeds and not just different colors of one dog, because you can already change the collar color.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, like, that's true.
Dogs,
like, yeah, look at how many different types of horses we have. Like the idea of having multiple types of one animal has been in the game for a while, and that's just low hanging fruit. They could go, hey, who doesn't love dogs? We had our artists spend, you know, several weeks on this because they're a professional gaming studio, so they're not going to just churn it out in a day. But like, this would not be a 3-year project.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, and plus,
it doesn't have to be a 3-year project.
I think maybe. Game companies also always, okay, I went and saw a speaker from Zynga one time who talked about how they did their games. You know, they did Farmville and Frontierville and all that kind of stuff. And they talked a lot about whales. And one of the things they pointed out was we designed our games around our whales. They said, there was this one woman who loved horses, and every time we put out a new horse, she would buy it. So we just started building more and more expensive horses because we knew that she would buy them. And I feel like there's a lot of dog people out there, and you could probably get some positivity about you know, Minecraft if you just had lots and lots of dogs.
Positivity.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, man. Woo. Another weird one from the chat room is from I don't know how to say your name. Ultianem Doris. Ulshim. Ulshim.
You're good with words.
I'm having a stroke. okay, anyway, they want a lava diamond. What are lava diamonds? What would that even be?
So I mean, if you think about it, a diamond is compressed carbon and magma is like superheated silicate. So what actually happens if you superheat and compress silicates? I don't know. If there are any material scientists, please write us in the next episode. We'll have to listen and find out. But maybe that makes something cool.
Sure.
We got a lot of those that listen to the show because they feel like they learn stuff from us.
Geologists love this show because it rocks.
Hey, these puns are just winners. What else we got? Anything else?
We do have someone submitted some poop blocks and I'm stroking out now. Thanks a lot. It's spreading. Excavation station idea from the editor Zero, who says, I have an idea for a new dimension.
Do you really not?
That's a good idea. Yeah, but what is the idea?
Yeah, do we not get the idea?
No, that was the idea they sent.
Oh. Okay.
Personalized dimensions. Okay, I get it. That's a clearly something people would want.
And maybe that's it. It's just a new dimension. The idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like gotcha. New dimension.
And so what kind of dimension would y'all want to see if y'all saw a new one? I know we talked about, was it last episode we talked about a dimension? I think Wes had one he wanted.
Yeah. We did talk about different dimensions, I thought.
Maybe that was dementia.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that matches the spelling that you put in the doc.
I'm copy and pasting here, sir.
I've got an idea.
Sorry, editor. Wes is calling you out.
I want something that's like kind of the opposite of the Nether, where instead of it being full of lava that will burn you to death, it's full of some sort of like healing liquid, but the mobs there are just all over the place and fire ranged attacks at you. And so you got to have really good equipment. But as long as you are near one of these sources of healing, it might also give you some sort of resistance temporarily. So you might be like sprinting from like waterfall to waterfall of this stuff while you navigate. Like that would be very different from what we've seen, but still mirror the existing Nether paradigm. That's just off the top of my head. I don't have anything prepared.
And would it start with one biome, or would they go ahead and have the same number as the Nether update?
You know, honestly, it seems like every time they add a dimension, they start with one biome. So let's stick with the formula we know works and we can expand it later. Like the end was pretty empty when we got it, right?
Or do the opposite and have a million biomes and ever change.
You could have weather events that shift it from a desert to an ice desert to a jungle. You see all the trees growing, and then there's a firestorm and they all burn down and there's lava pools. Like, yeah, you could do that.
Oh, like total parallel chaos. Dimensions?
Yeah. Yeah, but like in the same place, just over time. Developers right. love tasks like this.
What about, right? It's like yeah. one, it's like one line of code. Come on.
Random.
Just either add or remove a semicolon. It should work now.
Yeah. So how about this for a dimension? What about time travel? Right? So you enter into a
DeLorean?
The dimension.
And, to a DeLorean.
And it's the landscape and everything tub. Is the same. It's just that you've gone back in time to who knows what version. I don't know. Maybe in FDev 0.8. Maybe you're there. Maybe you're in 1.12. I don't know. Maybe you're in version 6.3, the future. That'd be cool.
I actually had a time travel server idea. Oh. But it's a little bit different. Like, let me pitch you guys on this. A server mode where there is like a strip, like the server is like one gigantic long strip of land, like a timeline that's like, let's say 1,000 blocks wide and stretches off into the distance infinitely. But you can only edit 1,000 by 1,000 square at a time. And that window of editable area is continuously creeping forward. And so all the stuff that's the first stuff built on the server will be uneditable eventually because that editable window will keep moving forward.
Oh,
and so that prevents griefing and things like that. It allows people to make their mark. But like there's also kind of a sense of immediacy where, hey, if we need a skeleton farm, we can't just build one and have it forever because eventually the 1,000-block window is going to move.
Oh, weird. Yeah, and we're just talking about like adding maybe 2 semicolons, and you got that in the code.
Yeah, I mean, and so when people are like, Joe, what are you going to do with all your extra free time when you don't have a day job? I'm like, stuff like this. This is like, I've had this in my head for like 6 years, and I have not had time to like make it happen. So,
wow.
I think I just saw my future.
We got one from this guy does stuff. He says, I think randomly when you sleep, it kicks you out of your bed and spawns a dozen phantoms in your house.
What have we said about natural disasters? Don't you even listen to this show?
Should I reject this request?
I knew Wes would love that one.
This is terrible.
This should happen to other people when you sleep.
Yeah, right?
So it encourages everybody to rush to the beds and be the first one to get there, because if you're not in bed when everybody else on the server goes to sleep, it'll spawn phantoms around you.
It's like the finger on the side of your nose game, right?
Yeah. And the great thing about it is the phantoms would probably die in the sunlight unless you're like down in a cave, but like you can't be safe in a cave at night. This seems fair.
Love it.
You know, we put a plug in on the server to help people go to sleep. So the more people sleeping, you know, it triggers. And you get in bed and someone will yell out, only horrible people go to sleep or whatever. Like, you're weak if you try to sleep.
Oh, is yeah. that
true?
Do y'all sleep? I think you should have it. I think there should be a reward. I think that, like, you should get a good dream, and your good dream is like some emeralds or something. You know what I mean? Like, if everybody goes to sleep on the server and the night goes to the next day, everybody who actually lay down in the bed and volunteered for the good of the people should get a bonus.
What about a potion effect? Like, everybody gets some sort of effect, like faster mining for a minute and a half.
Yep.
Oh, that's well slept.
Because, you know, one thing I've tried to contend with is, like, a lot of people... you know, there's so much going on in the world, and there's so people are stressed at work. They're like, I just don't want to go to bed right now. So, like, in the theme song of my live stream, I basically tell people, go to sleep and don't watch this. The title of the song is Lay Your Head Down and Dream. And so I love the idea of rewarding people on the server temporarily for actually going and laying their head down and dreaming.
Nice.
Yeah. I like that.
These are all great ideas. And awesome. We actually have another one. The editor resubmitted and said, sorry, use a beacon to summon a portal. Like a diamond beacon would make a new dimension, but an iron one would make a dimension not as good as the diamond one, and the netherite would be the best depending on the level beacon. It will give you better loot and new structures.
Seemed like there should have been a comma or a period in there.
Let's you know.
Yeah. I think it's time to move on. I think it's time to move on. You guys know how this is my favorite part of the show.
Well, that's all of them. So good timing. I think it's time for our.
All right.
And you got the bumper?
Yeah.
Sightings.
So beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Oh. I'll tell you what's intense. This Stream Raider battle here. We're doing a boss, and we only have 15 people on the board. Get them people on the board. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I got a level 2 archer I didn't even know about. There we go.
And a watcher.
So I know Eric mentioned this, I believe, in a past pre-show or maybe post-show, but I saw it today, and it looks really cool. I don't know if y'all have seen this, the Uncensored Library, Reporters Without Borders.
This is interesting.
It's like a library done in Minecraft with all the banned books in the books in Minecraft. And well, I guess I can kind of play this, but can you talk more about it while I get this set up, Eric?
Yeah, so it's books from all over the world that have been banned by different governments or religions or whoever for different reasons, and you just can't find these anymore because of, you know, censorship or whatever the reasons. And so these books have actually been transcribed into like Minecraft books and placed into this gigantic library that was crafted. Like, it's a very impressive looking structure. and there's rows and rows of these books in different categories, different sections, lots of different languages. It's a huge project, and it's there for everybody to go to, and it's pretty amazing. It's free. It's just one big server. You can go there and read,
you can download it, and it allows you to read books that your country won't like. And I am all a fan of this edition.
Mm-hmm. Nate, yeah, you can download it, right, and be offline, so you can just be like wherever. Pretty amazing.
It looks like it's only 76 megabytes. I just downloaded it since we were talking about it.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty wild. It's interesting that they pick. Minecraft is the platform for that. It's not just a bunch of text files or PDFs. It's like you can go there and find your book. Like, it's pretty weird.
What is this on your computer? A Minecraft game? Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
No big deal.
Well, the thing is, like, the shoulder surfing element is kind of eased up on. Like, if you are only able to access something in a place where you might be observed, you know, having it look like you're just messing around in Minecraft might be valuable.
Right. Yep. Interesting. So
yeah, I mean, this is crazy that, you know, this is a way for people to get information out there. And so I could see like reporters going in and making, you know, basically newspapers in there with material that people can't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. You know, this seems like I've noticed there's a trend where people will just sit and read books on like Mixer or streaming services and stuff. And I've wanted to get into that some, but I couldn't figure out really how to unify it with my Minecraft stuff. I might look through the titles in here. This could be a good way to do that. Because honestly, if a book isn't offensive enough for one government to ban it, it's probably not worth me reading on stream anyway.
Yeah. Pretty wild. And I think that's the only sighting we have this week, but that was a big sighting. That's big.
Yeah, stuff. Well, we knew this show would be filled with Joe Pasadena, which we still need to talk about, I think, Joe. before we end the show, because we've been talking for like 2.5 hours, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
So will you explain the Jopacity, or is this something you can't explain?
So at one point, people kept complaining during my streams that I didn't have any sort of overlay that demonstrated when people gave me money, like donations or whatever. And so I said, well, okay, how about every $20 we get, the face camera will get bigger? And people said, Joe, is there going to be an upper limit on that? And I said, no. Why would there be an upper limit on that? But you know what? In this house, we follow Groundhog Day rules. So every 6 a.m., Punxsutawney time, I will reset the face camera to where it started. And so that's worked out really well for me. I probably would not be able to go full-time on YouTube if it weren't for folks enjoying that. But one thing we realized, though, was when the camera got really big, what I used to have to do was put this I have a green man suit, and I would have to put it over my head, but it's really hard to see the game. But like otherwise, people wouldn't be able to see the screen or the game behind me. So, but then it got hot, and I was like, there's got to be a better way. So I said, what if every time, after a certain point, like after the fifth expansion, basically, every time we get another donation, the opacity reduces by about 10%. And so that kind of solves some problems there, because eventually I'm just this like giant unblinking eye of Sauron, and then I blink. Which, why not? You know, you got to keep those eyes moist. And then I thought, like, okay, so we already have this metaphor where the money goes straight to my head and the face camera gets bigger. What's the thing for the ghost? How do I, or the joist, as we later termed it, as we lower the Jopacity? And so for Christmas, I had my dad and brother pick me up some chains. And so I could be like Jacob Marley, the chains I forged in life with the money you gave me are now pulling me further and further from the material world to the great below. And so things are going to get spooky here. And then I start turning down the opacity with each expansion. And it's great. There is no more effective watermark. Like, people don't take my VODs and upload them on their channel, because it's just like half of the screen is my face for a little while, and then all of the screen is my face for longer. And it works pretty well.
Wow. Is there, seeing stolen VODs with like some other person's face just kind of...
Yeah, it would be really hard to pretend that you made this. And also, why would you want to? So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. But yeah, I've had a lot of fun increasing my streaming schedule to being able to do like 2 hours a night. Because like I said, for a long time, I was getting 1 hour streaming on my lunch break every day. And so being able to go from 5 hours a week to like significantly more has been great.
Well, awesome. I wish you all the success. I mean, it's exciting, you know, starting doing it full time and everything. So yeah. I can't wait to see all the stuff you do. And anyone here who doesn't know Joe Hills, which I don't think that's anyone, be sure to go over to twitch.tv/Joe Hills and twitter.com Joe Hills, YouTube Joe Hills, TSD, Mixer, Joe.
Yeah, just Joe on Mixer. There. And people are like, Joe, why do you stream on Mixer? It's like, because I can never let them take away that account name for inactivity. I will lose so much revenue on Twitch by not being partnered. I will not sign that Twitch contract that won't let me simultaneously stream. Yeah. So I'm not an affiliate on Twitch or a partner on Twitch, because if you do that, they won't let you simultaneously stream. And I'm like, no, I got to defend. I already lost most of my name, all but one letter, to Stephen King's son, who apparently is writing novels under the name Joe Hill now. I'm like, I'm not going to let some other random Joe steal this amazing Mixer address just to get subs and bits on Twitch. It's a terrible contract that Twitch is offering, and they should allow simultaneous streams, in my opinion.
Yep, I 100% agree. I would love to be a Twitch affiliate, but at the same time, you know, I want a multi-stream.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
Never knew that was a thing.
You didn't?
No.
If you stream on Twitch, you are not allowed to put the material that you stream on Twitch. If you're an affiliate or a partner, You're not allowed to put that material on any other platform within 24 hours after you stream it.
And this kills me too, because all of my Hermitcraft episodes, I record like it's a Miller Boyette production with a live streaming audience. I'll spend like out of the 2 hours, I'll spend a lot of time talking to the chat and setting up shots. And then I'll say, okay, we're going to do a few takes of me trying to get this next part of the YouTube episode. And sometimes I need to put that YouTube episode out the next day. But I would have to wait 24 hours to use that 3-minute segment of that stream if I was actually going to follow this Twitch contract. And it's just a terrible contract. It's not worth it.
Well, I'm glad we always wait 24 full hours before putting the Shaft episode up on YouTube.
And we verifiably,
there's no reason to check that.
Do what?
Sorry, I missed that.
What were you saying, Joe?
I said that's verifiable. You don't even need to bother checking that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this is the end of the show. And it was awesome to have you back, sir, after 9 years.
Glad to be back. I'll see you guys in 2029.
Let's make it sooner.
I would prefer that, too. Let me know the next time you guys throw a party down at Huntsville.
Yes, we'll do. We do have a special prize for folks who are watching the show or listening to it later. We give out badges on our website. And the code tonight in honor of our guest is Jopacity. So go to the site, use that code. You'll get it's the first animated badge on the site, too.
Ooh. So theshaft.live is our website. So go there. Also, we have a Discord channel and it is thriving. It's pretty fun. So the link is in the description. It's in the chat room. It's also in the show notes. And come join us. And we'll see you again on the Shaft.
Keep adventuring.
Later on. So be good, bye, everybody.
Congratulations. You made it through the Shaft alive. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast player and leave us feedback. Read show notes, leave us a voice message, and find out more about the show at www.theshaft.live.
That guy's voice sucks.
What?
Hey guys.
I'm just playing with my headphones.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.